The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're here on Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump.
And how are you this fine morning?
I'm good.
I see you have the boss with you this morning.
I do.
Miss Teresa, keep us both in line.
Have some errands to run, and we need to be kept in line for sure.
Speak for yourself.
She keeps Rhonda's me on the way.
She keeps me in line whether I need to be. Yeah.
This is you and Rhonda's break time here now. Jenna doesn't have to worry about you for this 30 minutes, I guess.
Oh, she's listening. Trust me. If I say something, I hear about it. But she's a special lady. You got to give her something to complain about. If not, she comes up with something on her own, and I have no idea what she's talking about. So I give her something. At least I can keep control of it.
You mansplained it to her.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad we're back here today. It's the first time we've been on Facebook this year. So
I don't even know if we're on Facebook. We're supposed to be.
Yeah, you are. So straighten up.
Yeah.
I can't even
get seven people out there watching it.
We get more than that on Facebook, believe it or not.
Yeah, we do.
I guess we did.
And my mom and dad will be watching it.
How they doing?
They're doing good. They're doing good. My dad just had a birthday end of the month, and he's 85. Mom's right behind him there, so doing good.
That's good.
Still out there in the country.
Did you get enough rain yesterday?
Man.
They never quit.
Teresa last when I call that kind of day, and I call that a raw day.
It was wet and cold.
Cold and
You've been so quiet for. You're never quiet.
I'm here strictly as an observer.
Oh. You got your whip and chair and all that.
Taking notes over there. So. Yeah, so it rained. I mean, I knew it was going to rain all day, but I didn't think it'd be that constant, I guess, and that much. I didn't even look at my rain gauge this morning. I failed. Should have looked at it before I came here.
You should have, because the ditches out on Museum and Pennington are full. So that means we had a lot.
I'd say probably an inch and a half, 2 inches or maybe more than that.
I think it's more than that, probably closer to three.
And actually, a lot of it got out of here because this morning we don't see any. So, I mean, it looked like it could have kept going during the night. But
it rained all night pretty much because I went out a couple times on front porch just to see, and it was still raining pretty good all the way up to about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. But
it did start about 9:30 or 10, little trickles. But by lunchtime, it was coming down pretty good.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
And that was that could have been our snow right there.
Well,
we were 9 degrees off, and it came from where it needed to come from, and it was a lot of moisture.
Everything was good. There's a cold front behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And they even said yesterday morning we might get a little bit, depending on how the cold came in. The cold didn't come in.
I looked on the map, and it looked like up around the mountains we're getting a little bit of ice here and there, but it wasn't. They didn't even get snow like we could have. It could have been a big snow right there.
They were hoping for it because ski slopes, all the snow had melted. Mm-hmm. 70 degrees will do that, you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it. So, but they had a real good early part of the season, as you think about it.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
They can't complain to me. They're kind of like peach growers. They never have a good year.
Yeah, my son Michael took his family up to Beach Mountain last weekend. They had a good time up there. There was a good bit of snow. And actually snowed a little bit up there that weekend. So.
Y'all have to excuse me, but I have a hard time with him being old enough to go to Beach Mountain with his family.
Well, yeah. I have old kids, I guess. 36 and 33 years old. You believe that?
No. No way. Well, Hannah's, let's see, it's 2024. She'll be 34 October 1st.
And the twins
just turned 31 on February the 9th.
There you go.
But they're both about 6'5 and 300 pounds.
That's my 33-year-old.
They're big boys.
That description.
Well, Pat was always a little bit bigger than Ben growing up. Really? But Ben's caught up with him now. They're about
I
the
couldn't
same
tell
size.
The difference when I used to see him. They looked the same to me.
Back when
I
went
around them all the time.
When they were growing up, we just called them Ben Pat. It was one or the other. And Reba used, when they were real little, she put red socks on Pat and white socks with the red circle you looked on, and the blue ones on Ben. So the blue
that's
ones
funny.
For Ben. And that's, most people, that's the only way they could tell them apart.
I mean, that would be difficult. Twins. Yeah.
They weren't identical, but
they were close enough.
They were about the same size. Now, when they got older, you could tell the difference if you looked at them real hard.
Never played jokes on their family about switching?
Not much on the family. And the Hannah, all she had to do is glance at them. Yeah. You could tell you which one. But at school, yeah. I got Tommy was in Charlotte, and Reba was working in Charlotte. Tommy's somewhere. I don't remember. I got a phone call from the school, and we went to church with a lady that did the after-school care. And I got out of the truck. She was standing there tapping that foot, and I thought, oh, Lord, this is going to be a good one. Got out there, and she lit into me that Pat had done this and Pat had done that. So we go in and walk in the lobby of the school. This is it. The one right below me over there. Anyway, I
went
think.
Below you, Mount Gallant.
Mount Gallant, yeah. And she went on and on and said, well, why are you raising Cain about Pat when you got Ben sitting here? Oh, she lit into him. I felt sorry for her. I'm going to tell your mama and hello, oh, Lord. Okay.
Well, that was time.
Oh,
yeah.
That was quick.
Yep. And we'll be right back with
to
more
the Gardener's
the
Bench.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Vinny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And you love the rainy nights. You had a good one last night.
Slept good. Slept good. And then here today, got the Matt does have the blinds open. I mean, we talked about that last week, and I said, he better have him blinds open. And Matt sent me a picture of him closed last
week. I saw that.
But when I got here today, he had them open. He's good.
But there's no sunshine coming through the window.
It's light.
I won't tell him the text you sent back.
Yeah, good. Probably better you don't.
The FCC wouldn't appreciate that.
You're supposed to be nice. This is only the third show of the year. You're supposed to be nice.
Don't make it go downhill yet.
No, we got.
You only got 30 minutes. How can we crash it in 30 minutes, really?
We'll figure out a way.
We can try.
We'd figure out a way.
Go out with a bang.
But it is it is light outside. I wouldn't call it sunny. It's supposed to be cloudy today and maybe 60 degrees today. So it's not too bad for early March.
I think they're saying mid-50s somewhere along there. But
I say 60.
But it's 2% chance of rain. Is it rain's coming? So. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it cleared out. Thank goodness. But it was good.
One thing good, I finally got to the house yesterday, and Rhonda had brought in all her firewood. She's going to have a fire last night. So I go downstairs. We've got an office downstairs. I worked down there three or four hours. Got back up, and she had that fire roaring and supper on the table. And
man, you stayed down there long enough.
I laid there and ate, watched the fire, and then slept for two hours.
Slept. He stayed down there just long enough to dinner was ready in the fire.
Oh, yeah, she calls me when dinner's
ready. I'm about to call your doctor because I went down Museum Road the other day about 1:45, and your car was still there at your shop.
But I wasn't there.
Yeah, you were.
No, well, we were probably
get
still.
You.
Now, my doctor did put me on time limit. He left January 31st.
Okay.
Have no idea where he went. That was the surgeon.
Oh, okay.
And the one I had in 2012 is back.
Oh, okay.
And he'd been up teaching at Duke University for the last several years. So. Rhonda kept track of him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I got an appointment with him Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Good.
I'm probably going to get busted at it, but anyway.
That's all right.
Life.
You're doing paperwork. It's not like you're out there planting plants or doing stuff. Y'all digging through all that stuff and... I saw you had one of your dingoes sitting out there when I was went by.
Yep. It's supposed to have been sold twice, but
it will.
Man, it will be.
Spring's coming.
Yeah. We're putting it all on auction March 23rd down at Chester.
Yeah, I talked to some people at work for Ligon. He's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to some of them last night. We were out listening to some music.
We went and talked to them Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And...
he'll do it for you.
Sound pretty good. I hadn't seen Randy in a couple of years. He was running for State House.
So yeah.
We were at a Ralph Norman event. Last one I went to, actually.
He's a good dude.
He is.
I see him a couple of times every year. These duck auctions or the policeman's ball, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
He does a bunch of them, apparently.
Do a good job.
Yeah. So anyway.
Good old Rock Hill people.
Anyway, while it's raining all day, what are we supposed to be doing to our lawn?
Well, it's not raining all day now. It's done, so.
Yeah, but you can't walk across them.
Well, now is a great time. One of our products we sell, I know you don't care for this or maybe even believe in this product, but it's a weed and feed with a pre-emergent. So. With fertilizer also, so you're doing three things at one time.
I never said that. Yeah. What I said is I always had a mental problem with feeding something and killing it at the same time.
That's right, yeah. you have a lot of mental problems. All right.
So. We've used weed and feed before.
So this product's called 1906 Confront Dimension. So you have to put this out when the yard is wet and you do not water it in. So today is a perfect day to put it out. It's going to be wet and be dry for a couple of days after that.
The Dimension's the weed killer.
No, Dimension's the pre-emergent. It's kind of like
pre-emergent herbicide.
Yeah, it's like Barricade, Prodiamine, all those pre-emergents. And Confront is a broadleaf weed killer.
Okay.
So it won't kill Poana, which a lot of people have Poana in their fescue, which is it's a similar grass to fescue, so there's nothing really that's going to knock it out. But it'll kill the clover and henbit flowers and stuff like that.
There is something that'll knock it out, but the problem is you can't overseed the grass that year. You have to take a year off. Most people don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, if you have a Poana problem, you can actually do a pre-emergent in August, and then you have to do your seeding after October then, so it's kind of
–
you got to do it early.
This year it worked.
But nobody thinks about that in August. You're, like, worn out from the summer. And
we
the
did.
Grass looks horrible usually by then.
Tommy did three or four this year. Mm-hmm. They just complained so much about it. The only way to fix it is
yeah.
And finally they get tired and say, okay,
I wonder if it worked. Did it do pretty good? Because we had all that rain. So
it worked good, but you didn't. Yeah. It didn't get cold when we had to put the seed out in October. If it had gotten cold, we could have had a problem.
Yeah.
But we did one in Wood Forest back in the 80s that we seeded fescue on Christmas Eve, and it was the prettiest yard we put out probably ever.
I mean,
and it snowed on it a week later.
That's
it was
good
perfect.
For
it. The snow got down about 2 inches, and it warmed up, and it melted and it soaked in.
It kind of just, the seed will sit there in the winter like that, but as soon as it warms up, it'll pop right out again.
It warmed up a week later, but that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said last week, I think I hate that we didn't get snow, but I think we're not going to get snow.
I still don't think we're out of the woods yet.
I put my sleds, didn't put them all the way up there. Took them off the front porch.
Okay. We'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,
okay, and we're having our garden party again this week, every week. A little wet out there right now in the garden.
Yeah, every week this year we're on from 8:30 to 9. Only 30 minutes, and we're live on
and
Facebook.
We're live.
Yeah, there's so no more taping this thing.
And we can't mess up.
Fooling y'all
it.
like we were in here from 10 to 11. We was in here from 8 to 9, but now it's live. Matt don't get to go back and take out anything. It's just is what it is.
No edits.
He keeps his hand on the button over there.
That's right.
You got a kill switch over there.
That's right.
We got a couple of them.
Good.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy Stieg Johnson, who a lot of y'all know in Rock Hill. He had a birthday. He has a rare birthday, February 29th.
Yep.
So this year he actually got to have a birthday.
He got to have a party.
He turned 16 years old.
Yep.
Or in real life he's 64, but it's only his 16th birthday. So happy birthday, Stieg.
I knew he was younger than me, but I didn't realize it was that much.
That ain't much.
4 years.
Three or four years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Remember when it was a real long time? Now it's not as long as it used to be.
Yeah.
Stieg's a good guy.
Good guy, man. I'm lucky to have him over there.
He worked at the golf course when you were there, I think.
Yeah, worked at Carolina Downs, Quail Hollow.
He was at Quail Hollow for 20
some years.
He used to give me Wachovia tickets.
Yeah, he did some irrigation stuff for you.
Back there for a couple of years anyway. I guess Ronnie Wallace started doing our irrigation in 89, somewhere along there, right after Hugo. Mm-hmm. And we were doing our own. We weren't very good at it because we didn't do it a whole lot. But I mean, we did a good product, but it just took us a long time to do it. Yeah. So Stig came by one day and we worked out a deal, and he did a lot of all the repairs for us. We just didn't have the people or the time. So that went on for a couple of years.
Repair and irrigation can be timely. I mean, you don't have the right parts and you got to be set up for it, and it takes time to find out where the problem is. And you could look for hours and not find it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
And now it's worse than ever because all these high-dollar controllers and stuff I can't even hardly turn them on anymore, but it's less troubleshooting. Yeah.
I think it's easier to put it in. I don't think people put them in very deep anymore. They used to put them pretty deep. But
mine's 3.5 feet deep.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I've been a leak since 2002, so it hadn't been fixed because I didn't want to dig a hole.
You ain't going to be able to fix it anyway. Dig down that low. You'd have to move a lot of dirt. Dig back on both sides. And
that's what they got track coded for.
They got those little slip couplings to put on there. That makes it easy.
If you hit the pipe, just put more in.
Shoot, I've busted some of them aerating. Deep they were anyway, whatever you call it.
I'm trying to think where, but we had a couple that weren't even buried. They lay on top of the ground. Mm-hmm. And that was disastrous, but anyway, you talked about the grass. It really on my on my zoysia, believe it or not, a pre-emergent took out most of the weeds. They didn't come up. I got a few.
Yeah.
Everybody calls them wild onions, but they're wild garlic.
Yeah.
There's not many this year.
That's tough.
And that's a tough one to get rid of, especially after it comes out.
If you don't have many, you just take a little trowel and go out there and just try to get the bulbs up. Cause that's a bulb plant is hard to kill. Nut sedge and garlic is difficult.
Nut sedge for us is a bigger pain than the wild garlic.
It's become a problem for years. Yeah, become somewhat of a problem.
But people don't put pre-emergent out. Mm-hmm. And an explanation, we haven't done it lately. Pre-emergent keeps the seeds from germinating. Mm-hmm. Post-emergent kills what's there.
Yep.
And the two don't necessarily meet.
Well, like I said, that one product we have has both. And most of the products we're selling right now, especially for Bermuda, is always Centipede, St. Augustine, is just the 007. It's just a pre-emergent to get that down and get your first blocking of winter weeds, crabgrass stuff coming up.
007, we've been using probably for 20 years now. I mean, it's a long time. Good price. And the big thing, it helps the root systems in the wintertime while they're dormant. But that pre-emergent is everything. I mean,
yeah, and this year we had a lot of so much rain that you almost have to do another one in the middle because these products, they're great products, but they get used up the more rain we have. Actually, the heat can use them and the water, so they kind of break down quicker.
But it's hard to believe it's March 2nd now. I mean,
I know.
I keep thinking we're in December. Something passed me
by. It's March, and it's getting ready to kick in, man.
I still think plant date on vegetables and annuals and all that, we always said April 20th. I'm holding by that because Easter is March 30th.
That's right.
It's early. And we're going to have a cold snap right around Easter. Mm-hmm. Now, whether we get the foot of snow I've been predicting or not, it's going to get a little chilly.
We're only 28 days from Easter.
Yeah. You don't want to fertilize your shrubs and stuff and force out new growth and get a cold snail on them. People, they used to do it every year. They come in with a little piece of holly and the tips of it was black. Have I got a fungus? No. Get cold weather. I could have sold
it
a lot of fungicide.
I really wish it wouldn't because it really puts our sod farm back. I mean, when we get a bad frost like that, it knocks that grass back probably a month. Mm-hmm. That's a...
Well, mine last year was dormant, It started coming out, and it got clobbered, went back dormant again. Yep. Did it three times.
Yeah.
I mean, every week it was getting
up and down, up and down.
And it didn't finally come out until about the 1st of July.
Zoys in Bermuda handle it pretty well, but Centipede and St. Augustine, it's not a good thing for them at all.
Well, St. Augustine, I always found, was kind of borderline up here anyway. Mm.
Centipede is too.
I really liked Centipede back in the day, but it's warmed up so much. And I don't think it's the cold weather. I think it's the fluctuating weather.
Yeah, it is.
They laugh at me when I say that, but that just seems what I've observed over the years. And
I think last year our owner of our company went out there after they had a frost. That next morning he went out looking at the centipede field. So you could watch it just turning green to brown. It's going to take a while for it to come back.
That's it. Okay, we're going to pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bin.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we hope it's gonna be a lovely day for everybody out there.
He can point at you and start, but when the music's that loud, you wasted your time. It'll drown you out.
That's all good. What you gonna do today, old man?
I don't know.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking since last night what I was going to do today, and probably nothing.
They still ain't come up with nothing?
Nothing. I like doing nothing.
Right, y'all take you a nap. I think when I retire, that's one thing I'd be wanting to do in the afternoon.
I did that for a while, but now I usually just go to bed early.
Yep. That's a quick wrap-up. We enjoyed it today.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.